KJAN, Radio Atlantic.
And at 7:06, we have cloudy skies at 70 degrees in Atlantic. We look for it to be mostly cloudy with scattered showers and thunderstorms today. A high of 79, variable breeze at 10 to 15 miles per hour. A flash flood watch begins at 1 o'clock for Cass, Adair, Audubon, Carroll, Crawford, Dallas, Green, Guthrie, Harrison, Pottawatomie, Sac, and Shelby counties. We could see anywhere from 1.5 to 3 inches of rainfall, with higher amounts of 4 to 5 inches this afternoon through early Thursday morning. Good morning, I'm Rick Hansen with KJAN News, brought to you by Lindeman Tractor, offering you farm equipment that works as hard as you do. In Western Iowa news, a former city administrator has been charged with stealing from the city. Shelby County court records say 67-year-old Terry Cox is charged with felony theft, felonious misconduct in office, and misdemeanor records tampering. His lawyer, Mark Weinhardt, said Cox will plead not guilty. His preliminary hearing is set for July the 5th. Cox was city administrator in Harlan until he resigned in 2016 after questions were raised about his expenses. A state audit requested by the city identified nearly $145,000 in improper and unsupported disbursements from July 1st of 2004 to June 30th, 2016. Cox's attorney said the audit report is flawed. Atlantic Police Chief Dave Erickson's staff released a report yesterday on 7 recent arrests. On Saturday, officers arrested 43-year-old Craig Figgins of Des Moines for OWI and interference with official acts. Last Friday, 27-year-old Michelle Doherty of Atlantic was arrested for unlawful possession of a prescription drug and possession of drug paraphernalia. And 28-year-old Joshua Olwell of Atlantic was arrested the day for possession of drug paraphernalia, as well as on a Cass County warrant for violation of probation. On June 14th, 19-year-old Charisma Berg of Atlantic turned herself into authorities. Berg was wanted on a Cass County warrant for simple assault. She was booked into the Cass County jail, later posted bond, and was released. That same day, 38-year-old Misty Seibert of Atlantic was arrested on a Cass County warrant for violation of probation. And as previously mentioned, on June the 12th, 45-year-old William Cook of Stockton, Alabama, was arrested in Cass County for assault causing injury. And on June the 9th, 47-year-old Brenda Osborne of Atlantic was arrested on 2 Cass County warrants for violation of a probation. Unless otherwise mentioned, each of those individuals were booked into the Cass County jail and held pending an initial court appearance. Police in Red Oak last night arrested 57-year-old Tony Joe Christensen of Red Oak. He was taken into custody for public intoxication and transported to the Montgomery County Memorial Hospital for evaluation before being transferred to the Montgomery County Jail, where his bond was set at $300. The Montgomery County Sheriff's Office reports 3 people were arrested on separate charges last night. At around 11:20 p.m., 59-year-old Deanne Rochelle Russell of Fort Myers, Florida, was arrested at the intersection of Highway 34 and 200th Street and charged with interference with official acts. Her bond in the Montgomery County Jail was $300. At around 9 p.m. Tuesday, 42-year-old Misty Shalom Curran of Red Oak was arrested for driving while suspended. Her bond was set at a little more than $566. And at about the same time, 37-year-old Quentin Scott Swanberg of Red Oak was arrested at the 600 block of North 3rd Street in Red Oak. The report did not indicate what the charges were, though. Swanberg was being held in Montgomery County Jail on a $300 bond. And Council Bluffs police at around 10 a.m. Tuesday located a stolen vehicle in the area of South 9th and 2nd Avenue. When officers attempted to stop the 1999 Dodge Ram 1500 pickup, the vehicle took off. At South 16th and 2nd Avenue, the Pottawatomie County Sheriff's deputy picked up the pursuit. The vehicle continued to flee from officers until it went out of control, drove through a fence, and into the yard at 829th Avenue. The driver of the stolen vehicle, 28-year-old Kimberly Golden of Coin, was placed under arrest for theft in the second degree for possession of a stolen vehicle and eluding. She was also wanted on an outstanding warrant. A 20-year-old passenger in the vehicle was identified and released because there were no active charges on her. In our funeral announcements, Ethel Othout, age 98, of Atlantic, died Thursday. Funeral services for Ethel Othout will be today at 10:30 at the United Church of Christ in Atlantic. Roland Funeral Home in Atlantic has arrangements. Carol Schliemann, age 89, of Panora, died Saturday. Graveside services for Carol Schliemann will be today at 1 o'clock at the Brethren Cemetery in Panora. Twig Funeral Home of Panora has arrangements. Kenneth Olson, age 86, of Audubon, died Sunday. Funeral services for Kenneth Olson will be today at 2 o'clock at Our Savior's Lutheran Church in Audubon. Kessler Funeral Home of Audubon has the arrangements. Stephen Buck, age 64, of Tennant, died Saturday in Council Bluffs. A mass of Christian burial for Stephen Buck will be tomorrow at 11 o'clock at St. Mary, Our Lady of Fatima Church in Portsmouth. Paulie Jones Funeral Home in Harlan has the arrangements. Leona Kaufman, age 100 of Harlan, died Monday. A massive Christian burial for Leona Kaufman will be held Friday at 10:30 at St. Boniface Catholic Church in Westphalia. Pauly Jones Funeral Home in Harlan has arrangements. Connie Calhoun, age 74 of Anita, died Saturday. Memorial services for Connie Calhoun will be Friday at 11 o'clock at the United Methodist Church in Anita. Hockenberry Family Care Funeral Home has the arrangements. Jason Freddie Aaron Fredrickson, age 41, of Wall Lake, died Monday. A memorial service for Jason Freddie Fredrickson will be Friday at 11 a.m. at the Peace Lutheran Church in Wall Lake. The Farber and Ottoman Funeral Home of Wall Lake has the arrangements. Lorraine Mann, age 85, of Avoca, died Monday. Funeral services for Lorraine Mann will be Friday at 11 o'clock at the United Church of Avoca. Pauly Jones Funeral Home of Avoca has arrangements. Douglas Hester, age 60, of Avoca, died May 31st at UNMC in Omaha. A memorial service for Douglas Hester will be Friday at 11:30 at Our Savior's Lutheran Church in Walnut. Pauly Jones Funeral Home of Avoca has arrangements. Daniel Coy Emerson Riley, age 25, of Harlan, died Monday at UNMC in Omaha. A massive Christian burial for Daniel Riley will be this Saturday at 10:30 at St. Michael's Catholic Church in Harlan. Pauly Jones Funeral Home in Harlan has arrangements. Jacqueline Ramage, age 84, who's formerly of Avoca, died May the 30th in Missouri. Memorial services for Jacqueline Ramage will be held Saturday at 10:30 at the Trinity Lutheran Church in Avoca. Pauly Jones Funeral Home in Avoca has arrangements. Robert Bailey, age 90, of Perry, died May 29th. Graveside services for Robert Bailey will be Saturday at 11 a.m. in the Union Cemetery at Guthrie Center. Twig Funeral Home of Guthrie Center has arrangements. Mary Springman, age 74, of Portsmouth, died Monday. A massive Christian burial for Mary Springman will be Saturday at 11 a.m. at St. Mary Our Lady of Fatima Church in Portsmouth. Pauly Jones Funeral Home in Harlan has the arrangements. 6-year-old Zachary Andrew Williams of Audubon died June 14th at Children's Hospital in Omaha. Funeral services for Zach Williams will be Saturday at 11 a.m. at the Audubon Church of Christ. Kessler Funeral Home of Audubon has arrangements. June Shaban, age 62, of Harlan, died Monday in Omaha. A memorial mass for June Shaban will be next Tuesday at 11 a.m. at St. Peter's Catholic Church in Defiance. Burmeister Johansson Funeral Home in Harlan has arrangements. And Callan Pollock, age 27, of Anita, died Saturday. Services for Callan Pollock are pending at Hockenberry Family Care in Anita. The news was brought to you by Lindemann Tractor. Lindemann Tractor is good news for your blues. I'm Rick Hansen reporting.